Hi, everybody. Welcome to 10 Minutes with Jack. A lot of people say when I travel around the country, you know, I don't have time to sit for an hour and listen to somebody talk about some subject. Sometimes I listen to podcasts at home or at lunch, but I don't have an hour to give. So what we've tried to do this year is to look at shorter snippets of time and help you with that. So this is 10 Minutes with me, and I wanted to start out by talking a little bit about what's going on at St. Meyer and Hubbard. I hope you'll have the opportunity to hear the other 10 minutes with programs that we've recorded. These are 10-minute recordings of folks that know what they're doing and know the banking industry and sales and marketing. So we've had people like Joe Sullivan from Market Insights, just a marvelous gentleman, known him for a long time. Mark Gibson from Capital Performance Group, along with my friend Mary Beth Sullivan, one of the most integrity-based, versatile consulting companies you'll find in banking. Tom Carlin, great trainer with eInsight. Tom does all kinds of commercial and installment lending training for consumers. Dave Kirstein, Peak Performance Group. We had a wonderful conversation about retail banking and what's happening there. Tim Pannell, CEO of Financial Marketing Associates and FMS Social, just does a marvelous job of marketing for community banks. So there's all those. Hope you'll have a chance to take a listen to all of those that are of great interest. Go to our new website. We've had a lot of visitors there. We have a lot of new and different kinds of resources that you'll see, past virtual learning labs, things like that. Don't forget about our sales management seminars coming up in April. Couple seats left for April, 24 and 25. And then late in September, we do one as well, both in Chicago, 2 days of sales management training. We just finished a virtual learning lab with my friends Julie Kleffel and Bob Newhouse. Bob's from J.D. Power, Julie from Seacoast Bank. Wonderful one-hour program on small business banking, which is a hot topic this year. Conversations quarterly, go ahead, register. We put these things out quarterly. The January edition had tons and tons of articles. You name it, from something around CRM to a new book out by my friend Tony Hughes, and lots of other things. And then a lot of banks are asking about deposits. Where do I get deposits? How do I find deposits? Well, one way is to teach your bankers how to find them. And we've come out with a brand new playbook, a one-day playbook called Business Finance Basics. It's actually a game, and folks play it. And it's really good for branch managers who need some additional confidence. So let's talk a little bit about what we're seeing in 2018. One of the things that I hope will happen, and we're seeing happen more and more, is this whole concept of small business, commercial, business banking, retail, wealth, mortgage, call center, moving from sales cultures, which are product-focused, and pitching, and cold calls, and cross-selling, closing, to more performance-based cultures. And if you look at the graphic here, one of the things we talk about is the whole idea of consistency, flexible consistency, becoming a learning organization, making sure you instill urgent patience, patience for senior managers, urgency for sales producers to talk to the right people. And instead of opting out, everybody opts in because the culture is our way. So we're seeing more and more around performance cultures versus sales cultures. Sales cultures being more campaign-focused, short-term. Performance cultures being sustainable and lasting. Some of the other things we're seeing for 2018 is, as I mentioned, people are looking for deposits. A couple of years ago, it was we need loans. A lot of our clients are looking for good clients, good operating companies, moving away from commercial real estate as the sole way to build assets and really trying to focus a little bit more on C&I, focusing on cross-solving, not cross-selling, and really getting deep and wide with clients. Another thing we're seeing is this whole concept of relationship manager moving from there to resource manager, becoming that trusted advisor that a lot of people talk about, and really doing it with action, providing value, building trust, doing things that salespeople outside of banking do pretty regularly, ongoing touches and contacts. There's a great book out by Jeb Blunt called Fanatical Prospecting, and this whole concept of never giving up. Tony Hughes' new book, Combo Prospecting, talking about working tirelessly and fearlessly on behalf of the client. We all need balance in our life. It's really important. But when we're in that mode of I'm a banker and I'm a salesperson, I need to be a resource manager, not just pushing products, but making sure that we're providing value at every level. Coaching is a really important factor. We have some data to support that. CSO Insights, a division of Miller Hyman, has done some really good work on coaching and how formal coaching can improve close rates by 20, 30, 40% versus random style coaching. We see a lot of deal coaching in banking, and that's all fine. But one of the things we're seeing more along the lines is more formal behavioral coaching. Bankers sitting down with other bankers and really helping them understand how to do whatever it is they do better, whether it's call preparation or on the call. There's a company called Gong.io, Gong.io, that does a lot of new work, artificial intelligence with coaching recordings, being able to listen to and observe through iPad tablets and different things like that, be able to hear and see what the banker is doing on the calls. I think you'll see a lot more of that going into 2018. A lot of folks think I'm a little obsessed with LinkedIn. Perhaps I am, and the reason is because it works. We're seeing more and more bankers find out that LinkedIn is not a resume tool. We're seeing bank presidents finally get the idea that you want your bankers to use it at the office so that you don't have one hand tied behind your back. And we're also seeing a couple of things around LinkedIn that bankers are doing much better. Banks giving resources to their bankers around Sales Navigator. Sure, it's expensive, a little over $100 a month per banker. But what's the value? What's the worth? 15 lists that you can create, leads, team share, all kinds of wonderful things that you can do on Sales Navigator. And if you have any interest in that, I'm not in any way connected with LinkedIn, but I use Sales Navigator, and I'm very happy to walk you through what some of the benefits might be of that great tool. The other thing is we're seeing a lot of traction around sales, Social Selling Index. SSI is a great way for you to understand a little more about what you're doing on LinkedIn and what kind of effect it's having, whether it's improving your profile or making connections or getting deep and wide with clients that you connect with, and certainly posting and sharing and publishing content. All of those scores are available to you every day. They change every day. And the SSI score is a very, very powerful tool. The other thing we're seeing is that bankers are getting smart about investing in tools. We're going to give you a couple in a second, but the price of ignorance is absolutely huge. And sending your bankers out into the field without the proper, armed with the proper information and the proper tools, they're never going to be as good as they possibly could be. Here's a tool that we really believe in, and we have no stake in the game, we have no skin in the game, but Bobby Martin and Susan Bell have been friends for more than two decades, and Bobby and Susan developed Vertical IQ a number of years ago. They now have over 300 profiles that the bankers can go to and look at and get call preparation sheets on, get better questions on. And when we talk about the concept of resource management, making sure that the bankers are providing the client with articles and information and white papers, all of which are click away at Vertical IQ. So those are some of the things that we're seeing in 2018. Don't forget about our new website, the sales management workshops, and all the other things that we provide at St. Meyer and Hubbard. And certainly, if I haven't connected with you or you haven't connected with me on LinkedIn, please do so. Follow me on Twitter, at SalesHubs. And if you need to get a hold of me, whether it's by phone or by email, email is jhubbard@smandh.com, smandh.com. And if you want to give me a call, 847-717-4328. I change my phone message every week, and there's always a thought of the day. So hoping you enjoyed the 10 minutes with Jack as well as the other 10 minutes programs, and stay tuned because we've got a lot of 10 minutes in the queue with bankers and authors and consultants that we think you'll benefit from as an organization. Have a wonderful 2018 and make today and every day a great sales day.